Today's daf is Avodah Zarah, daf beis, and we are Be'ezus Hashem at the beginning of a new Masechta, Masechtas Avodah Zarah. So the truth is, Masechtas Avodah Zarah requires an introduction, a rather gishmaka introduction. Number one, what is Avodah Zarah? Was it real? Was it not real? Is there Avodah Zarah bizman hazeh? Christianity, Islam, is that Avodah Zarah? Is that not Avodah Zarah? But being that the Gemara is not going to get into the Avodah Zarah sugis until a couple of daf in, rather the Gemara is going to make a great digression and we're going to begin the Masechta with a few blad of Agadata. We'll defer on the intro until a little bit later into the Perek, and for now, without further ado, we will begin the new Masechta. So, the Mishnah, Lifnei Eideyem, Shal Oivdei Keichavim, Shloisha Yamin. Back in the day when the Yidden lived amongst Oivdei Avodah Zarah, pagans, so they used to celebrate holidays. Every religion, every culture has its holidays. So, 3 days before the holidays of the Oivdei Avodah Zarah, Chazal made certain takanas. Number one, Aser Lases Velases Imahim. It's also to do business with one of these pagans. La Shilam, you're not allowed to lend them something, Velishon Lehem, nor are you allowed to borrow something from them. La Havoisam, you can't lend them money, Velilvois Behem, nor can you borrow money from them. La Poiron, if you owe a pagan money, you can't pay him within 3 days of his aid, within 3 days of his yontif, the lefroya mehem. Additionally, if they owe you money, you're not allowed to accept payment. Rabbi Yehuda says, I agree with everything you said, with the exception of the last thing. Nefra mehem, you want to accept payment from an Eni Yehudi, even if it's 3 days before his yontif, not an issue. Why? Because l'chura, the things that Chazal said you shouldn't do with the Oivdei Kechavim during this 3 day period are things that the guy would perceive to be a good thing. But to take payment from him, why is that a good thing? To the contrary, it's something that's going to cause him pain. The Chachamim told him, it's true, at the time that you swipe your credit card, but the next morning he's going to wake up, he's going to be debt free, he's going to feel good about himself. So at the end of the day, it is something that will eventually cause him simcha, and it's for that reason the Chachamim said that not only can't you pay him, you can't even accept payment for him. So a short Mishnah, straight to the point. Chachamim said that Lefnei Eideyem Shal Oivdei Kechavim, Eideyem meaning one of their holidays. Rashi says, Yoim Chagam. Within 3 days, it's usher to transact certain things with Oivdei Kechavim. You can't do business, meaning you can't buy and sell, you can't lend, you can't borrow, whether it's a chefetz, whether it's money, you can't pay them money that you owe them, and according to the Chachamim, you can't even accept payment for money that they owe you. What's the reason for it? So Rashi, right in the beginning of the Masechta, says, V'kulu mishum da'azul u'moida la'avoides keichavim b'yoimeida. The reason is because the pagans used to go to their temples, and they would worship their deities b'yoimeida. And being that if you did one of these things with them within 3 days of their yoimeid, when they come to their temple and they give shvach v'hidah to their deity, this is something that's going to be very fresh on their mind, and they are going to acknowledge it and going to thank their deity for this wonderful thing that happened. The problem is that when a goy does that, he's being over an avera, and it comes out that you're causing the goy to do that avera, which, as we're going to see in the sugyas, could be not only an issue of lifnei yiver loisit and michshol, but it could be you, in it of yourself, a muzer not to make somebody acknowledge Avodah Zarah. The bottom line is you're getting involved in the isser of Avodah Zarah. It's for that reason it's aser. But for now, the Gemara is going to digress. Up the Gemara, Rav Shmuel, there was machlik is Rav Shmuel, what the right word of the Mishnah is. The Mishnah said, lifnei eideyem, shal oivdei kecham, chat honi eideyem, one had eideyem et an aleph, chat honi eideyem, the other one had eideyem with an ayin. Zok the Gemara, mandatoni edei loy mishtabish, mandatoni edei loy mishtabish. They're actually both proper gersois. It's not like one is more right than the other, because it would make sense that the Chachamim would refer to the holidays of the pagans as Eideyim with an Aleph, and it would make sense that the Chachamim would refer to the holidays of the pagans as Eideyim with an Ayin. How so? The Pasuk says, Ki korev yoyim edam. It's a Pasuk in Parshas Hazinu. The Pasuk's talking about the revenge, li nakam v'shilem, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to take from the Oivdei Avodah Zarah. And it says, ki karev yoim edam. Pashup Shat, the Pasuk over there, means the day of their destruction is karev, it's coming, that even though right now the Umay Sa'ilam, they have it good, and it looks like everything is going really well for them, but ki karev yoim edam, that their end is near, eventually they are going to be taken down. So Edom over there is referring to the day of their destruction. So being that you find the word Edom in context of the Ovdei Avodah Zarah, it makes sense that the Chachamim would have borrowed that word. It's a borrowed word, but they would have borrowed it and said that we want to use a word to describe their Chag. We're not going to use the real word because that's improper. We're going to come up with a word, metaphorically speaking. The word that we're going to use is Edom, because it's something that symbolizes their destruction, which is something that every Yid is waiting for. So it makes sense then that the Chachamim would have used the word Edeyem, Edeyem mitan Aleph, Miloshin ki karev yoim Edom. Thus, mandatoni Edeyem mitan Aleph, loy mishtamish. Sok tegur mandatoni Edeyem with an ayin loy mishtamish. There's another pasuk. A pasuk in Yeshaya Perik Mem Gimel. The pasuk says Yitnu Edeyem v'Yitzdaku. The context over there: Kol haGoyim nikbitzu yachdav v'Yosfu l'umim. All the Goyim are going to gather together. This is a pasuk that the Gemara is going to say later is referring to the end of days. And Yitnu Edeyem, the Oivdei Avodah Zarah, or the Avodah Zarah itself, is going to say Edus. Is going to say Edus about the actions of the Oivdei Avodah Zarah. So you see that. In the context of Avodah Zarah, you have the word Edeyim with an ayin. So again, mandatoni Edeyim with an ayin, loy mishtamish. Zok tegemar, mandatoni Edeyim with an aleph, my time loy toni Edeyim. Why did he say with an aleph, not with an ayin? Amalach, tavra adif, because he liked the word Edom better. Edom talks about the destruction of the Umay Sa'ilam. So that's just a better word. One is talking about the Edos that Avodah Zarah is going to give. The other one is talking about the destruction of the Oivdei Avodah Zarah. Tavra adif, something that talks about their destruction is something that Chazal would refer to. So, Tony Edeyim with an ayin, my time with Tony Edeyim. Why did he pick the one with an ayin, not with an aleph? Amalach man kagorim lu tavra. What will cause the tavra, the destruction of the Umay Sa'ilam? Edos sheheidu ba'atzman. The edos that Avodah Zarah itself is one day going to be made about the Umay Sa'ilam. Hilkach edos adar. Frank, the Gemara, hayin, we day, vietz, taku, baivdiki, chafim, siv. That pasuk in Yeshaya, Perik, Mem, Gimel. The man, the toni, edeyem, mit an ayin, loy, mishtavish. Is that pasuk really talking about Avodah Zarah? Is that pshat in Yeshaya, Perik, Mem, Gimel, pasuk tes? Habi Yisrael, siv. It's not true. Chazal told us that that pasuk is actually referring to the Yidin, the Amr Mishu ben Levi, comments that she saw Loisim Loilam Hazeh. Oh, Mitzvah that Yidin do Loilam Hazeh. Boys, Umeida Yislam Loilam Haba. One day in Loilam Haba, the mitzvahs themselves are going to come and they're going to say Eidos. They're going to testify that the Yidin did me. The mitzvahs themselves, the mitzvahs I say are going to test positively, the mitzvahs Lois I say are going to test negatively, but they themselves are going to say Eidos about the fact that they were observed. And what's the makar? Had Rabbi Shul ben Levi know that the mitzvahs are going to say Eidos? He learned it from this pasuk. Shenema yitnu Eideyem v'yitztaku. Elu Yisrael. It's referring to Klal Yisrael. That they themselves, or their mitzvahs, are going to say Eidos v'yitztaku. When the pasuk continues and says Yishmu v'yomru emes elu oiv v'kichavim. That's already referring to the Ovdei Kechavim. But the bottom line is, when the pasuk says, Yitnu Edeyem v'yitztaku, Elu Yisrael, it's referring to the mitzvahs that the Yidin do. The mitzvahs are going to be made about this. So how could the Gemara say, Mandatoni Edeyem etanayim lo mishtamish? Because you find Edeyem in the context of the Ovdei Avodah Zarah. Would you find that Yitnu Edeyem v'yitztaku? That would make sense if Yitnu Edeyem v'yitztaku is actually talking about the Ovdei Avodah Zarah. But Rabbi Yishua ben Levi said, Kol mitzvahs shi Yisrael oisem b'ilam hazeh, Boyisu me'ido islahem lo'ilam abo, shenemar, Yitnu Edeyem v'yitztaku. So that pasuk is not referring to the Ovdei Avodah Zarah. That pasuk is actually referring to the Yidin. El Amar, Afuna Breid, Rabbi Yeshua, Manda Omar Edeyem Me'ocha. You have to say that the Manda Omar that had Edeyem with an ayin didn't learn it from Yeshaya, Perik Mem Gimel, pasuk Tes, but rather he learned it from a different pasuk, a pasuk really close by, Yeshaya Perik Mem Dalid, pasuk Tes. The pasuk says, Yoitzrei Pesel, Kulam Toyu, it's referring to the Avodah Zarah. They're Yoitzrei Pesel, they're Toyu, they're empty, V'chamudeyem Bal Yo'ilu, V'edeyem Hema. They're also going to be made, they're going to say Edus about the people that worship them. So again, you find the word Edeyem in the context of Avodah Zarah. It's true, it's not Yitnu Eineyem V'yitztaku, because that pasuk is referring not to the Avodah Zarah, but it's referring to the Yidin, the mitzvahs that the Yidin do, Abois Umayido Yislahem Lo'ilam Abba. But there's another pasuk, Yoitzrei Pesel, Kulam, Toyu, V'chamudeyem, Bal Yo'ilu, V'edeyem, Hema. Either way, you find Edeyem with an Aleph in the context of Avodah Zarah. You find Edeyem with an Ayin in the context of Avodah Zarah. Thus, says the Gemara, Rabbi Shmuel, Chatoni Edeyem, V'chatoni Edeyem, Mandatoni Edeyem, with an Aleph, Loi Mishtamish, U'mandatoni Edeyem, with an Ayin, Loi Mishtamish. two ha'aras. Number one, you find a similar Gemara in a few places in Shas. Number one, Erevin, Daf Nun Gimel. The fifth perek in Masechtas Erevin, a much more difficult perek than the first perek in Masechtas Avodah Zarah, begins Ketzad Ma'abrim Es Ha'arim. The Gemara says, Rabbi Shmuel, Chatoni Ma'abrim with an ayin, the Chatoni Ma'abrim with an aleph. Mandatoni Ma'abrim, he learned it from the word Ever Ever. Umandatoni Ma'abrim with an ayin, Ki Isha Ubra. Another Gemara, Masechtas Sukkah Dafnor. We're all familiar with the Simchas Beis HaShoyeva, Itma, Rav Yehuda Bravena, Chatoni Shoyeva, Vechatoni Chashuva. There was a man Dama that actually called it not Simchas Beis HaShoyeva, but rather Simchas Beis HaChashuva. Amar Mazutra, Mandatoni Shoyeva Loi Mishtabish. Umandatoni Chashuva Loi Mishtabish. Mandatoni Shoyeva Loi Mishtabish. Tchsev, Ushaafte Mayim Besosim. Umandatoni Chashuva Loi Mishtabish. Amar Rav Nachman, Mitzvah Chashuva Hi, Ubab Nisheshes Yud Mei Bereshes. So we have in Avodah Zarah Daf Beis Amar Aleph, with an aleph, edayim with an ayin. You have it in Erevin Daf Nun Gimel. Kate said ma'abrim nesa'arin, ma'abrim with an aleph, ma'abrim with an ayin. And you have it in Masechtas Sukkah Daf Nun Amud Beis. Simchas Beis HaShoyeva, or maybe it's Simchas Beis HaChashuva. Tzvi Hirsch Chayes in his Martzach on that Gemara in Masechtas Sukkah Daf Nun says Mikan Raya. From this Gemara, and he only quotes Sukkah Daf Nun, but I think by extension, it's an obvious tzustel to Erevin Nun Gimel, and I think the Zohar Daf Beis. He says, "Mikan raya ta'afi mehu ha'mayram lehoya mishnah k'suva v'sefer." People think that Yehuda HaNasi wrote the Mishnah, right? Ask a man on the street, who wrote the Mishnah? Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, of course. Was he mesader it? Did he actually write it? But Eis Lasis Lashem Eferu Teresecha, you weren't allowed to write Teresh of Alpeh until Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi came along. He realized that Teresh was going to be forgotten, and if it would be transmitted from Rebbe to Talmud, eventually things would get murky, fuzzy, would be forgotten. Thus he said, Eis Lasis Lashem Eferu Teresecha, you're allowed to write the Teresh of Alpeh. That's what people think. Says Rav Tzvi Hirsch Chayes, I have a thesis. I was ma'arich in this in different places. I don't think that's correct. I think even in the times of Yehuda HaNasi, the Mishnah had not yet been written. Maybe they had decreed at that time that at some point it would be written. But it wasn't physically written. What did Yehuda HaNasi do? He was mesader the Mishnayis, Baal Peh. So that whereas once upon a time these were a bunch of random Mishnah and Braisa and things that were sort of all over the place, Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi went and in a systematic way he was mesader it. Six starim and different mesechtes and different prokim and different mishnas. But in terms of writing it down, Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi did not write it down. And he says, Sukkah Daf Nun Amud Beis is a raya, I believe, to my thesis. Why? Because if you're going to tell me that the Mishnah had been written, then what's this shaila in the Gemara? Is it Simchas Beis HaShoyeva? Or is it Simchas Beis HaChashuva? Or what's the shaila? Is it Ketzah Ma'abrim with an aleph or with an ayin? Or what's the shaila? Is it Lifnei Edeyim with an aleph or an ayin? Why don't you go open up a Mishnah and let's take a look inside and let's see. Does it say it with an aleph or with an ayin? Does it say it Simchas Beis HaShoyeva? Or does it say it's Simchas Beis HaChashuva? Elamai must be that it hadn't been written at that time. And being that it wasn't written at that time, there was no way to look at it inside. Thus says Reb Tzvi Hirsch Chayes, I'll read it to you again inside. Mikan raya da'af bimeha amoyroim loyhoisa ha-mishnah k'suva b'sefer rak nilmud balpe rak shahoisa misuderes. It was misuder. That was the whole significance of what Yehuda HaNasi did, but in terms of being written, not, because otherwise, how would it be possible that there was a shaila, what the right gerus in the Mishnah is? Why don't you just open up the Mishnayos and take a look and see what the gerus is? Vaistois, it hadn't been written. This was all things that were being transmitted by Peh. That's the first star. The second star is Rav Shmuel ben Levi said, "Kol mitzvahs, every mitzvah that a person does in Olam Hazeh, bois umi'idois is going to come one day. It's going to be made in Olam Haba." So what does that mean? The mitzvah of Shabbos is going to walk in one day, and it's going to be made. The mitzvah of Tefillin, the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. What exactly does that mean? If you take a look at the Marsha on this Gemara right here, Chedushi Agadis Ha'inyan K'mayshe Kosvam Mikubalim Ki B'chol Maisi Yedei Adam. Every time a person does something, Nivra Dava Ruchni Lefi Amaisa. So every time a person does an act, he creates a Dava Ruchni. He actually creates something, an organism, a spiritual organism. But he creates a Dava Ruchni K'mayshe Amru Sha'oisa Mitzvah Noisin Koyech Bepamal Yeshal Nailo, etc., etc. Either way, says the Marsha, that Dava Ruchni that's created when a person does a mitzvah, that is what's going to enter the Bezdin Shel Nailah one day. That's what's going to be made. If the thing that the person did was a mitzvah, then the Dover Ruchni is going to be an A type. It's going to testify positively on behalf of the person. If it's an Aveira, then it's going to testify negatively. But it's not the mitzvah itself. It's not the act that's going to enter. It's the Dover Ruchni that a person creates at the time that he does a mitzvah. It's interesting. The Marsha says the same exact Yisoid in Masechtas Makis, Daf Yudam and Beis. We learned this together not long ago. Amar Rabba Bar Afuna, Amar Afuna. Va'amri lo Amar Afuna, Amar Rabba Laza. Well-known Gemara. Min ha-Torah, min ha-Vim, min ha-Nuk-Suvim, b'derech she'adam roitza leilech ba-moylich enoysoi. That Hashem allows a person to go in the derech that he wants to go. The Marsha in this Gemara makes an unbelievable diyek. B'derech she'adam roitza leilech ba-moylich enoysoi. Moilichin means they lead him. So a person wants to go north, they lead him north. A person wants to travel south, we're going to let him travel south. We allow a person, moilichin oisai. We don't just allow him, we escort him, we clear the traffic. We actually allow him to go in the direction that he wants to go. But Feitim Arshal, what's this lashon moilichin? Moilichin is a lashon rabbim. You would think, b'derech she'adam roitza leilech, moilich ha'isai. Who's moilich ha'kadosh baruch hu? So kaviyachlo b'chvoidei v'atzmai is going to allow a person, is going to facilitate what this person wants to do. Moilich ha'isai is a lashon rabbim. It sounds like there's an entourage. Who the moilich ha'isai? Who these people? Who's they? L'chura, you would think it's ha'kadosh baruch hu. What's the they? Says the Marsha that the pshat is that when a person does a mitzvah, or even if a person has a machshava to do a mitzvah, or a dibur, he says, I'm going to do a mitzvah, hinehu b'yro le malach l'fi inyana. He creates a malach. Im l'toiv, im l'ra. Says the Marsha, that malach, or those malachim, are the ones that are moilich enoysai. So b'derech shadam roitza leilech, you want to go in a certain way, you had a machshava toiva to do good things, you create now a malach that you created on your day, your machshava toiva, to do a davar toiv, they themselves, the not a kadosh baruch hu. We're talking about these dvarim ruchniim that you created al yedei your machshava, al yedei your dibur. Either way, when a person does a mitzvah, he creates a davar ruchni. When a person has a machshava to do a mitzvah, a dibur to do a mitzvah, he creates a davar ruchni. And Avodah Zarah Daf Beis, the Marsha refers to it with that very ambiguous term, davar ruchni. Makis Daf Yudi refers to it as a malach. The Marsha Kiyudua speaks a lot about malachim. He talks about the malachim that are malava person at all times. He talks about malachim that are created when you do mitzvahs. If you want to see other marim mekayim, it's tainus daf chafalof amir aleph mechdushi agadus with the story of Yechon and Ilfa. You can take a look at Shabbos daf kufi utes amir beis. The Gemara says when a person comes home Friday night, shalom aleichem, you're talking to the malachim. There's a fascinating marsha. Talks about haydos badinkim meyedim. That'll be a little segue to the end of Masechta Shavuos that we didn't learn together. But the bottom line is, either way, some fascinating marshas. If you want to sit down and do a little thesis, but the marsha spoke a lot about malachim, but these two marshas for sure, but the Zohar Daf Beis and Makas Daf Yud definitely connect. Either way, Zok to Gemara. So we mentioned Yeshaya Mem Gimel, we mentioned Yeshaya Mem Dalet, Yitnu Eidein B'Yitztaku, which is clearly describing some event that's going to take place in the end of days, where the Avodah Zarah is going to say Eidus about what the pagans did, where the mitzvahs that a Yidu are going to be made about everything that the Yidin do. Either way, we have a classic classic Gemara that's going to go into some great detail describing loss of love. So we've learned Perek Chelek not so long ago, and at this point we know that there's different levels of loss of love. So not all loss of love were created equally. So you have to know, we're talking about Yemos HaMashiach, we're talking about Tchias HaMesim, are we talking about Olam Haba? There's two Tchias HaMesim. You have to know which Tchias HaMesim you're talking about. There are Dvan Rosh Hashanah Daf Tezayin, there are Dvan Dan Masech Tzaynis, there are Dvaz and Tshuva, two Olam Habas, Meir Soloveitchik. So either way, there's a lot of different Tkufas and levels of Tkufas when you talk about Loss of Love. I'm not exactly sure which Tkufa of the Loss of Love the Gemara is describing here, but either way, a classic Gemara. Maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu Sefer Torah Menicha B'Chek. HaKadosh Baruch Hu La'asud Lavi is going to bring a Sefer Torah. He's going to put it in his lap, Kaviyachol. Va'omer, he's going to say, L'misha Asak Ba, anyone that learned this Torah, Yavah V'yitah Schar. Now's the time to pay up. Now, whoever learned Torah is going to be rewarded for it. Miyad, immediately, miskapsin ubam, oivdikichavim baravuvio. All the umays, all the Gentiles of the world are going to come storming in. Really? Hashem's giving schach for Torah? They're all going to come new? Let's time to pay up. They want their schach. And Emma, the pasuk says, kol ha-goyim nikbetsu yachtav. All the goyim are going to come together. Amalim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to turn to the umays, and he's going to say, al tichlisu lefana baravuvio. You know, you're all mixed up. people from different nationalities and different backgrounds and different cultures who speak different languages. Hashem's going to say, listen, we're going to get to each one of you, but the first thing we need to do is we need to be mesader it a little bit. We need to be somewhat orderly. Each umma should come together. It's interesting that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have a problem with the fact that people from different nationalities are lined up next to each other, as if there's confusion in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's not possible. Of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself is not confused, but Hashem's going to want that they shouldn't be confused either. So if people from different nations are going to be standing next to each other, it may confuse them, so that they, Umay Sa'ilah, should have the best shot at giving their best argument to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. For their sake, Hashem is going to say, don't come in this confused state, but rather, let's do this in an orderly way. So the first nation is going to enter in front of Hashem, and that's Malchus Rome. My timer, why is Rome going to be Zoicha to go first? Mishum dechashiva. Because if you take all the nations in the history of the world, the one that was the most chashiv was Rome. You know, the chashiva. And how do you know that Rome was the most chashiv? Dichsiv, because that's what Daniel was told in his famous dream. When Daniel saw the four nations that were going to subject the Yidden, so when he sees the mashal for the Malchus of Roimi, so he's, the pasuk describes it, v'seichel kol ara ustushine v'sadkine. It basically talks about how Rome was able to destroy anything that got in its way. This is the Russia, Rome, shetiva yotza, b'chol ha'olam, whose influence spread throughout the world. Either way, Rome is the most chashiv, and that's why Rome enters first. Said the Gemara, minol demand the chashiv al bereisha. How do you know that whoever's most chashiv enters first? Kadosh Baruch Hu, when he judges a melech or a tzibur, so who does he judge first? The melech, shenemar, it's a pasuk, lasis mishpat avdai, that's referring to the melech, or mishpat nami Yisrael. What's the reason for it? You have to have covet for the melech, so it's not pasadik that the melech should be standing outside waiting for Hashem to judge the am. Iba yisem, mikami the lefush, charaynaf, because sometimes as the judge continues to do his thing, he starts getting angrier and angrier, he starts building up a charoinath. So we want the king to come first, not later, because if he comes later, it may be after the charoinath is already there, and therefore it may cause the king to be judged in an unfavorable way. Either way, Roimi Chayeves, the Russia, the great Roman Empire, they're considered the most choshev of all nations in the history of the world. Thus, La'asavavai, when all the umays are going to come and they're going to try to be rewarded for their quote-unquote Torah that they learned, Romy's going to be the one that's going to be allowed to enter first. Zok de Gemara. Om Lama Kadosh Baruch Hu. B'maya Sakta. Okay. You want reward for learning Torah? Why don't you tell me a little bit about the Torah that you learned? I remember the fun of them, they're going to say, Rebbeinu Shalom. How be Shvachim Tikkun? So they didn't quite learn Torah. I mean, it's not like we did the daf, but the point, Hashem, is you'll understand. Number one, we made a lot of Shvachim. Harbi marchatzois asinu, lari bate marchatzois. Harbi kesev ezav hirbeinu. We made a lot of money. V'kula lo yasinu, and you know why we did all this? Bishvil Yisrael, kedesh is asku b'tayra. Everything that we ever did, all the accomplishments and the contributions to civilization that were made by the great Roman Empire was all made bishvil Yisrael, kedesh is asku b'tayra. I'm like Kadosh Baruch. Kadosh Baruch is going to look Roimi in the eye and he's going to say, shaitim shabaylam, you fools, really? Kol masha asisam v'tayrich atzmecham asisam. Everything you did, you did. Didn't do for Klal Yisrael, you did it for yourself. You can't them shvakim. You know why you wanted shvakim? Lo yishavem zaynis merchet zoyis la'adem hen atzmechem. Kesev is off, and as far as money, you didn't make money. Shalihu, I'm the one who made the money for you. Shenem aliyah kesev liyah zov no'om Hashem tzvokas. Kum yesh bechem magid zoyis. Is there anyone that could say zoyis tachlis ve'in zoyis el l'toyra shenem av zoyis ha'toyra ha'shem moishem miyad? They realize that the contributions that they made really weren't for Klal Yisrael. It was for themselves. In terms of learning Torah, they didn't learn Torah. Miyad yotzu b'pachi nefesh. So they're going to leave. Yotzu's Malchus. Roy mivinichas Malchus par asachara. So Rome is going to leave, and then the second nation is going to enter. Who's the second nation? The Persian Empire. My time. Why is par a second? The chashiva basra? Because it's the second in terms of chashivas. Uminolan. And how do you know that it's the second in terms of chashivas? We know that from Daniel as well. The pasuk says, Va'aru, cheva ochri tinyana dom yulidayv. There's a... I saw a second beast. The second beast looked like a beer, but he referred to it as a second Why second? It was a second in terms of chshivas. Tani, Rabbi Yosef, who is this nation that was compared to a beer? Elu parsing these with the Persians. Sha'ichlam v'sha'isin g'dayv, they eat and drink like beers. Umesubalim basar k'dayv, they're bali basar like beers. Umagadlan seir k'dayv, they grow here like beers. Vein la menucha g'dayv, and they're ADD. They don't rest like beers. Amar l'mekadosh baruch hu b'maya zaktem, what were you busy with? Amar l'fan of Rabbi Yosef, they had the same lawyer. Harbi k'sharim g'sharnu, made a lot of bridges. Harbi krachim kavashnu, we conquered a lot of lands. Harbi melchavi sasino, we fought wars. You know why we did all this? We did it because we know that there were kailalim and there were yeshivas. We did everything to support Torah. V'kulam lo yasino, ela b'shul Yisrael. Kadesh yisaskim b'Torah. Amar l'kadosh baruch hu. Really, kol masha asisim l'tzarech atzmechen asisim. Everything you did for yourself. Tikantin gsharim litam ameches. The reason you set up bridges because you wanted to collect tolls. Easy pass. Krakim lasis b'mangaryo. The reason you took over cities was for taxes. Muhammad, and as it relates to wars, that has nothing to do with you. And Yosisi Shadem Hashem Ish Muhammad Kum Yeshbachem Magid Zois. Is there anyone tachlis that can come and say Shtukal Torah? Is there anyone that ever learned the Yiddish Shavart? Shenemar Mibachem Yagid Zois. Vein Zois Ala Torah Shenemar Vezois Atayra Shazam Moshe. Obviously, nobody's going to be able to step forward. Miyad Zok the Gemara Yetzu. They're going to leave. Milfana bepachin nef. Shvek the Gemara. V'chimiyachet the chazas malchus boros the malchus remi lemeaniv lemidi. V'chura. Paras and Rome seem to have made very similar arguments, and the argument didn't work for Rome. So Frank the Gemara, when Paras is going to see that the argument's not going to work for Rome, why are they doing the same thing? My time, Ayla, why are they even wasting their time? Amri. So the Gemara says, because Paras is going to make a cheshbon. Inu, this is Jewish history 101. Roimi, Sasri, Beis HaMikdash. They destroyed the second Beis HaMikdash. Va'anan, we, Daryovesh, Koyresh, Baninan, we built the second Beis HaMikdash. So they're going to think that maybe the schus of building the second Beis HaMikdash is going to set them apart from Roimi, and that's why, even though Rome's argument fell on its face, they're going to think, they'll have the chutzpah to think that maybe somehow their argument will be accepted. It says the Gemara, V'chein l'chol umma v'umma. L'chur, you can make the same arg for all the umays, because this is just the beginning. But all 70 umays eventually are going to enter with a similar argument. If they're going to see that the previous ones are going to be knocked out, why are they entering? Sabi, hanu, cheshtabdu, will be Yisrael. V'anan, lo yishibadu, be Yisrael. Each one's going to think that maybe we weren't as bad to the Yidden as the previous nation was. The bottom line is, they're going to try, and they're all going to be successful. They're unsuccessful. Freak the Gemara. Maishna hani de chashivi, maishna hani de loy chashivi lo. So the Gemara over here essentially made a great v'chulu. Meaning, we mentioned the first two, Roimi, and then Paras, v'chulu, v'chulu. And then the other 70 nations are going to do the same thing. Freak the Gemara, why did we mention the first two and not mention the other 68? Zok the Gemara, mishum da hanuch, moshchi b'malchusayu, these two that were mentioned, Roimi and Paras, they're going to be players at the time the Mashiach comes. I mean that they're going to be players at the time the Mashiach comes, so they're going to be very relevant at that time. They're not just going to be some historical relic. They're actually going to be very current, very contemporary at the time the Mashiach comes. So that's why we're mentioning them as opposed to the other nations of the world. Zok de Gemara. Period. Before we go weiter, two horrors. Number one, it's interesting that the Gemara says that Roimi and Paras, specifically Paras, Persia, is going to be a relevant player at the time that Mashiach comes. And when you think of Paras, you think of the ancient Persian kingdom, the Persians and the Medes, Daryavish, Koyresh, the Purim story, Achashverosh was the king of Paras Umadet. So that's really what you think of. And that's a nation that's been wiped off the face of the world for a very, very long time. Although, if you know geographically where Paras is where Iran is today. And if that's the case, it's rather interesting that the Gemara says that Paras, Iran, is going to be a player right before Mashiach comes. I once found a medrash. Saw this years ago. It's a Medrash Esther, Parsha Aleph, Yud Ches. Medrash says as follows: Lo mekayir noisa Paras. Why was Persia called Paras? She kibla es hamalchus prusais. Because when Hashem gave the malchus to Paras, Hashem gave it to them piecemeal. So as opposed to saying you're going to be melech for a certain amount of time, go nuts. This is your 15 minutes of fame. Hashem actually gave Paras the malchus. Prusa is like a piece of challah. A little here, a little there. Zok the Medrash. Echad bimei tarda. The echad bimei ar dekiyoin, the echad la asad lavoy. And once la asad lavoy. That's matim with this gemara right here. Avodah zara tafes amid beis. But either way, it's symbolic in the word paras. Milashim prusais, that it got its malchus prusais. So paras would have its time, but eventually it would come, it would be reinvigorated again, and around the time that Mashiach comes, Paras is going to be a player. Hashtag Iran. That's the first Ara. The second Ara, which is, of course, Yadua, and that is this Gemara's Apella. The Gemara says that Lassad Lavai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's maybe Sefer Torah, Meniach, he's going to put it in his lap, so to speak. And he's going to say, whoever was Isaac in this Torah, Yabba v'yitel schara, miyad, all the goyim. Doesn't say anything about the Jews coming. All the goyim are going to come, barvuv, they're going to come in a tumulnish, and they're going to want schar. Raimi's going to come, Paras is going to come, Hashem's going to say, were you Isaac in Torah? Tell me a little bit about what you did. So they can say, well, listen, we didn't quite learn Torah, but we did a lot of things, and everything that we did for Klal Yisrael. We made shvakim, we made merchitzais, we were marba, kesev ezav. Paras is going to say we made bridges, we conquered lands, we did melchama. He said everything that we did was for Klal Yisrael. I'm going to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to tell them, shaitim shaba'ilam. Really, you fools? You did everything for Klal Yisrael, you didn't do this for Klal Yisrael. Everything you did for yourself. And that, miyad yatzu b'pachi nefesh, and that's going to be the end of their argument. But the Chura, at first glance, the Gemara is a Pella. Why? We're talking about La Asad Lavai. We're talking about a time where it's going to be Umal Aretz Deya. It's going to be clear. People are going to be seeing everything with utmost clarity. How is it possible that La Asad Lavai, the Umay Sa'olam, are going to have the gall, they're going to have the chutzpah to look at HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say that everything that we did for Klal Yisrael? Of course they didn't do it for Klal Yisrael. Of course everything they did for themselves. Is there a havamina that the Romans amassed all their wealth and were involved in all their typhus and everything? All for Klal Yisrael? Of course they did it for themselves. So how are you talking? How is it possible? How is it possible that they'll be able to look at HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the eye and say something like that? As you do with the Briskarov, in his Grizal HaTayr, it's the first piece in Parashas Bereishis. He says the Teretz is very, very simple. The Teretz is because we're discussing Lassad Lavai. And we know Chazal say, Bereishis Bara Lekimas HaShemayim Vesaretz. Bereishis Bishvil Yisrael Shenik Bereishis, Bishvil HaTayr Shenik Bereishis. Every single thing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, he created for Klal Yisrael. And not only was the Tachlis of the Bria for Klal Yisrael, but every single thing that happens at any moment during the existence of the world is all for Klal Yisrael. The Biskarov quotes the Rambam in his Akdamah to Pirush HaMishnayos, who says that it's possible that a person will create an armoin, will create a beautiful mansion, and the whole tachlis of the mansion is not for that gvir that's living in the mansion. It's because one day there's going to be a chassid who's going to come to Achras Hayamim, and he's going to need a place that's going to be able to protect him, and that's going to be quiet, that will provide shade for him. And Hashem wanted that this person should be protected by such a beautiful house, and that's why Hashem was mesaviv the sivuvim, that this person should go and build this beautiful house. Every single thing that happens, says the Rambam, Bishvil Yisrael Shenik Rishis, Bishvil HaTorah Shenik Rishis, said the Briskarov, Haflav Afela. We're talking about Lassad Lavai. The Romans are going to see that every single thing that they did was for Klal Yisrael. Everything that they did was today Sheyes Asku B'Torah. Everything was said that you should be able to learn Torah. Paras is going to see the same thing. So their warriors are going to huddle and they're going to say, this is unbelievable. We were thrown the greatest olive branch of all time. We have a way out of this mess. Here we thought that we had no Sheyches to Torah. To the contrary, everything that we did was for Torah. It was all to facilitate the Torah. Because everything is for the Torah. Everything is Bereishis, Bishvil Yisrael Shenik Bereishis, Bishvil HaTorah Shenik Bereishis. And that's going to be their argument. It's precisely Lassad Lavai they're going to be able to think up an argument like that. Because that's when they're going to see that that is the truth. That everything they did really was for the Torah. What's the Kaddish Baruch Hu going to tell them? Shaitim Shabbailam. Zakhtu Briskarov, Hashem's not going to tell them Shakronim Shabbailam. You know why? Because they're not lying. They're telling the truth. But they're fools. You really think that's why you did it? It's true. Had you had the right kavanas, had you done it for Klal Yisrael, then you'd be off the hook. But that's not why you did it. You did it for your own taivis. It just so happened that the Yidden benefited from it. You're not going to have a chelik in Torah. Hashem didn't say Shakronim Shabbailam. Because they're not liars. They're not Shakronim. You know what Hashem said? Hashem said, Shaitim Shabbat. Either way, the Ruin Hadvarim Lavisha Amram, Haflo Afele. I'll just tell you one nice Sa'ara. And we're going to see in tomorrow's daf that the Gemara says, Vayi Erev, Vayihi Boiker, Yoim Hashishi. And what's Yoim Hashishi? Malamich Isna Kodesh Baruch Hu, Maisa Bereshis. Kodesh Baruch Hu was waiting for the Yoim Hashishi, the sixth day of Sivan, to see if the Yidden were going to accept the Torah. If the Yidden were going to accept the Torah, the world was going to continue to do its thing. But otherwise, the world would cease to exist. What's the reason? Bishvil Yisrael Shenikru Reishis, Bishvil HaTorah Shenikru Reishis. Because the whole Tachlis of the Bria was all for Klal Yisrael. It's all for the Torah. So to the extent that the Yidden would accept the Torah on Shavuos, the Torah would have an existence. Otherwise, the Torah was going to cease to exist. I saw a Dover Nifra in the Chassam Sofer. Chassam Sofer says the Torah begins, Bereishis Bara Elikim, Esa Shomayim Vesa Aretz. How does the Torah end? The last pasuk in the Torah. L'chol ha'oisois v'hamoifsim asher sholchei Hashem l'asois be'eretz Mitzrayim l'faru l'chol avodah v'l'chol artzoi v'l'chol ha'yod ha'chazakah v'l'chol ha'moira ha'godol asher asam Moshe l'enei kol Yisrael. The Torah ends with all the moifsim that Moshe Rabbeinu performed during the years that he led Klal Yisrael. Says the Chassam Sofer, what's the smichos? Right, there's always a smichos between the beginning of something and the end of something. So he says, what's the smichos? What's the connection between the beginning of the Torah, Bereishis Bara Elokim Es Hashamayim Vesaretz, and the end of the Torah, Chol Ha'oseis V'Hamoifsim L'Chol Yod Achzaka L'Chol Ha'Moir HaGadol Hashasam Moshe L'Enei Kol Yisrael, all the moifsim that Moshe Rabbeinu created. He said the pshat is very simple. He said the pshat is being that the tachlis of the Bria was the Torah. That's why you find that Lomdei Torah and Tzadikim were very, very easily able to perform Oseis and Moseim. They were able to perform miracles. You know why? Because the Tachlis of the Bria is the Torah. And as a result, the Bria is Meshubah to the Torah. It's Meshubah to the Torah because the Torah is the Tachlos. Says the Chassam Sofer, I'll read to you a little bit inside. Yadua, ki bereishis bria sa'olam, hisna kodesh baruch hum kol ativiyin, shetiyah meshubadim l'Torah v'shaymreah, v'zehu ha'oseis v'hamoifsim v'yesh ba'olam. Says the Chassam Sofer, listen to this quote. Ve'ein bozeh shum pela, ki chen hisna HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bereishis HaBriah. Val kein nekel ma'oid. It was very easy, says the Chassam Sofer. L'Rav Pinchas ben Yair ligzor el anor shetifka. He says, even nowadays, you find it's very easy for people to perform moisim. It's because Bereishis Bara Elokim Es Hashamayim V'Sa'aretz, the Tachlis of Bria Sa'olam was Bishvil Yisrael, Bishvil HaTorah. It's for that reason, says the Chassam Sofer, you find that it was so easy for Tzadikim to perform Oseis U'Moifsim, to perform miracles. That's the connection between the Oseis U'Moifsim of Moshe and Bereishis Bara Elokim. It's because the Tachlis of the Bria is for the Torah. That's why Hashem created the Bria. Everything that happens, that's our Gemara, with the Zara Tafez on the base, with this Vart from the Briskara. Everything that happens is Bishvil Yisrael Kadesh Yisasku B'Toyra. And being that that's the case, the Bria ends up being, on a moment-to-moment basis, Meshubah to the Torah. So if someone has Shlita over the Torah, like Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa, like Rabbi Chanina ben Tradian, like Eliyahu Hanavi, like Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair, like the Chassam Sofer quotes, these people have 100% power, they have Shlita over the Bria, and that's why we connect Bereishis Bara Elokim with the Chola Oseis V'Hamoifsim that Moshe Rabbeinu performed. Either way, Zokta Gemara Vayter. The Umay Sa'olam are in the middle of contending. Their lawyers are making their case in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Again, we're discussing La'asa Lavai, where maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu say Fetera, Umeniche Becheker, Va'oymen, he's going to say L'misha Asak Ba, Yavav Nitel Schara. So initially, Roimi, Paras, and the other 68 nations of the world are going to come and they're going to try to get reward for their contributions to Torah. Now, they didn't learn Torah, but they're going to see La'asa Lavai that everything that they did was all to facilitate Torah. So they're going to think, this is their alibi. What a great argument. This is their way of being rewarded for what it is that they did. L'maisa yotzu b'pachei nefesh. Because even though what they're saying is true, they're not shakronim, but they are shaitim. That wasn't their kavana. And being that that wasn't their kavana. It's for that reason that that's not going to be a good argument. But they're going to continue. They're going to be persistent. I mean, this is it. Well, the stakes are high right now. I'm really fun of. So the Umay Sa'ilam are going to counter argue. And they're going to say, you're not giving us reward for learning Torah. You're punishing us for not learning Torah. That's not fair. Maybe had you offered us the Torah, we would have accepted it. We would have done it. It's not like you offered us the Torah and we didn't accept it. But the Gemara says, is that true? Umi matzi l'meimar hachi v'ksibet. The pasuk says, v'yemer Hashem misinai ba v'zorach miseir l'omoy v'ksib elikai mitayman yovim. My boy b'seir, my boy. What's Hashem doing in Seir? And what was Hashem doing in Parah? So we all know the Gemara. Rabbi Yechem Elamet Shechzir HaKadosh Baruch HaKalum V'lashen HaKadosh Baruch Hu went to all the Umayis and all the Lashonos V'loi Kibluah, and he offered them the Torah. They didn't accept it. Ad Shabbat Yitzli Yisrael, until Hashem came to Klal Yisrael V'Kibluah, and they accepted the Torah. So you see that Hashem did offer them the Torah. Elo Hachi Yomer Klum Ki Balnu V'loi Ki Mamnu. It's not like we accepted the Torah and we didn't observe it. Meaning, it's true you offered it to us and we said thanks but no thanks. But it's not, we never accepted it. Had we accepted it and not observed it, so I get it, we deserve to be punished. But we never accept. But the Gemara says, that's not a good one. Why would anybody argue that? Lamaisa, they're wrong for not accepting it. Am I like you about too? They're going to say as follows. Did you force us to accept the Torah? You forced Klal Yisrael to accept the Torah. But not us. So Hashem is going to tell the Umay Sa'olam, I hear. I never forced you to accept the Torah. But you want to know why I didn't force you to accept the Torah? Because I knew you weren't going to keep it anyways, and I have proof. You know what my proof is? Let's take a look at the seven mitzvahs that you had before I gave the Torah. The seven mitzvahs bnei noyach, shenemar, v'rishoynos yashmienu. Seven mitzvahs shekibaltem, hechik kiyamtem. Did you keep the seven mitzvahs bnei noyach? How do you know not? The Rabbi Yosef, Amar v'imoyd, there is Rabbi Yatugret, my ra. Ra zayim mitzvah shekibal alayim bnei noyach. Hashem saw the seven mitzvahs bnei noyach, that the bnei noyach were mekabel, v'loy kaimum. He saw that they weren't keeping it. Kivan shalei kaimum, when he saw that they weren't keeping it, amad vihitira. So he went and he was matter. Meaning he said, you don't have to do them anymore. Fake the Gemara, skuri iskar. That's interesting. So Hashem gives you a mitzvah, you don't do it. Hashem says, all right, I see you're not doing it anyways. Mutalach, mutalach, mutalach. Imkei matzinu chayte niskar. You don't want a chayte to benefit. I'm a marbrei de ravino loyman. What it means is, she'afal pishem mekayim minoison, ein mekabla alein schat. What it means is that even if they're going to do it, still, they're not going to be rewarded. Fake the Gemara, v'loy. Is that true that if a guy does a mitzvah, he doesn't get rewarded? But you learn to the brayso. How do you know that a guy who learns Torah is like a guy in gadol? Even a guy talmud loymar asher yasa oisam adam v'chay bohem. Kaihanu levim v'yisraelim loynemar. It doesn't say asher yasa oisam kaihanu levim v'yisraelim. Elo ha'adam holamadat. We see from there shafilu oivik echavim v'oisik b'Torah hareyu k'koyin gadol. So you see that a guy does get reward for learning Torah. So what does it mean that Hashem was matir the Sheva Mitzvah? It can't mean that they don't have to keep it anymore. Mutalach, mutalach, mutalach. Because in Kematzinu Chayte Niska. It can't mean that they're not going to be rewarded for it. Because Rabbi Meir said that a guy that learns Torah is going to be rewarded. Certainly a guy that keeps the Sheva Mitzvah is going to be rewarded. El, what it means is, Loi melacha she'ein mekablan aleim schar ke mitzuvah v'aysa, elo kimi she'ein mitzuvah v'aysa. What it means is that they're not going to be rewarded like a mitzuvah v'aysa. Rather, they're going to get rewarded like ein mitzuvah v'aysa. Om Rab Chanina, gadol ha-mitzuvah v'aysa, yoyser mi she'ein mitzuvah v'aysa. Either way, what do you see from this Gemara? And there's so much here that the Mitzvah will get to tomorrow. But for now, what do you see in this Gemara? You see that the Umay Sa'olam didn't keep the Sheva Mitzvah. So much so that Hashem said that heretofore, anytime a guy keeps one of the Sheva Mitzvah, he'll get rewarded, but he's not going to get rewarded like a Mitzvah Vaisa. He's going to be rewarded like a Eina Mitzvah Vaisa. That was Hashem's Taina. That's what he told Umay Sa'olam. It's true. I never forced you to accept the Torah the way I forced the Yidden to accept the Torah. But the reason I forced the Yidden to accept the Torah was because I had faith in them. I had confidence that they would actually keep it. So Malami, Chakof, Aleim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Har Kigigis. But in terms of the Umay Sa'olam, I had no confidence that you were going to keep it. You know why I didn't confidence? Because I saw with the Sheva Mitzvah, you didn't keep the Sheva Mitzvahs. So being that you didn't keep the Sheva Mitzvahs, I didn't think that you would keep the Torah either. Thus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't force the Yidden to accept the Torah. What is Kafalem HaKadosh Baruch Hu Arki Gigas mean? What does it mean? So we spoke Aramei Simcha, when we don't Mesach this Makis. It says, a Dover Nifla tucked away in Parashas Yisrael on the Pasuk, V'yisem le'skula mikol Adam. So Pasha, you learn, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Yidden the Torah at gunpoint. He took the mountain, picked it up, put it on top of their heads, Shom take furaschem, Shom take misaschem, right? So, or some synonym thereof, whatever the Gersh is, it wasn't good. Hashem said, either you're going to accept the Torah, or this is going to be the end of it. Ramei Simcha says, of course, that's not what it means. What it means is that we know that b'shas matan Torah, atah reis l'adas, ki Hashem hu elikim enoy milvadoi. The Rambam says in Hilchas Yisoidei HaTorah that all the nisim and the isis and the maifs and the Moshe Rabbeinu performed during the years that the Yidden were in the Midbar, they paled in comparison to the gilui shechina that was evident at the time that the Yidden accepted the Torah. The Yidden are standing at the foot of Har Sinai. Hashem opens up all the tzinayris. They saw clearly, Ata Horeso Ladas, Yidia, not Amuna. Ata Horeso Ladas, they saw it crystal clear, high definition. Ki Hashem hu elokim einoid mavadoi. There was no suffix in the world what the emes was. If there's no suffix in the world what the emes is, what bechira, what choice did the Yidden have? Accept the Torah, not accept the Torah. Zakramei Simcha, it's not that Hashem gave the Yidden the Torah at gunpoint. That's what it was. It means that Hashem took the bechira away from Klal Yisrael. He made it so clear. He made it so obvious that there was no other choice. What do you mean? I have two choices. I could either accept the Torah or what? I could live a meaningless life. Die one. I mean, that's my other choice. Is that choice B? Is there a choice C? Right? That doesn't make a lot of sense. The point of Kaf Aleim Harki Gigas was that Hashem took away the bechira. This is, of course, Minyana Diyayma, the Vachagig, the Parasha, what Hashem does to Parai. Hashem took away Parai's Bechir. But the point is, Hashem took away the Bechir of Klal Yisrael. That was the Tivkait. That's the Panemius of Malami Chakaf Aleim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Harki Gigas. But before we end, just two Ha'aris. So we mentioned over here the Pasuk right in the beginning of Vizoy Sabracha. We all know this Pasuk. Vizoy Sabracha, Asheberach Moshe Israel, Ekim as Bnei Yisrael. The name Moshe, we can even learn the Pasuk. Vayomer, Hashem mi Sinai ba. Hashem's coming from Sinai. V'zorach me'seir lamoi, hoifia mehar paron, ve'asa me'rive vois kodesh, me'minoi eshtas lamoi. So v'yoymer, Hashem mi'sinai ba. Hashem's coming from Sinai. Why is Hashem coming from Sinai? So that's the Rashi Chumash. Yotza likrasam. The Yidden were coming to Sinai. Kadosh Baruch Hu was coming from Sinai. Kechason hayoytze lahak v'pnei kala. This was the badekin of Klal Yisrael, so to speak. Like the chasen that's coming to greet the kala. So the kala, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is coming. The chasen, Klal Yisrael, they're meeting, they're convening at Har Sinai. This is b'yoyim chasunosoi zumat and Torah. This is when Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu are going to become one, a raisa v'Yisrael, v'kutabrichu chad, like a chasen v'kala who have a hayu v'basarecha. They're coming together now. They're about to become echad. So Hashem is Sinai va. V'zorach me'seir lomai. Hashem is shining His light from Seir. Hoifia, He's revealing Himself. He's appearing Mehar Paran. Seir is where Esav lived. Paran is where Yishmael lived. So if Hashem is coming to Sinai now to give the Yidden the Torah, that's this Maimed, this is the Badekin. So Rashi, Kechosan Ayoitze Lahak Bopnei Kalo. What's Vizorach Me Seir Lomoy? What's Hefiyah Mehar Paran? That's this Chazal. That's Amr Rabbi Yochanan. This is this memra. Melamed Shechzira HaKadosh Baruch Hu Al Umav Hashem. That before Hashem went to Sinai to give the Yidden the Torah and to now come greet them, Kachasan HaYoytze L'Hakul Pnei Kala, first He went to Seir. First He went to Paran. He went to Seir. He went to offer it to Esav. He went to Paran. He went to offer it to the Bnei Yishmael. Rashi. V'zorach miseir lomai. Sheposach l'bnei Esav. Sheikablu asat Torah. V'loi rotzu. Hoifia lehem ear Paran. Shaholach shon. Uposach l'bnei Yishmael. Sheikablu. V'loi rotzu. Memelo v'asam. Yerubayis kodesh. Now he's coming to Klal Yisrael. But first, before he comes to Sinai, he's v'zorach miseir lomai. He's hoifia mehar Paran. I saw the chidah. One of his svarim bring from one of the Kadmoinim, the Sefer Zera Berach. He brings from the Zera Berach a Dover Nifla. It's a Dover Nifla because it's connected to our Gemara and it's connected to other Chazals. But it's a Dover Nifla worth mentioning. And that is, he says that, you know, we think that Hashem offered the Torah to all the Umayyads. Natural. Hashem offered it to two Umayyads, the two Umayyads that I mentioned in the Pasuk. V'zorach mi Seir lamay, Seir is Esav, and Hifia mihar Paran. Paran is Yishmael. He didn't offer it to the other Umayyads. Why those two? He says, because they were Zari Shel Avraham. He says that there was no way in the world that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was going to give the Torah to anyone that wasn't Zari Shel Avraham. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had already made a pact with Avraham, and it was a special bond, Avraham Ayhavai, and there was nothing that was going to be Mekalkel that Ahava that would have caused HaKadosh Baruch Hu at this point to offer the Torah to anybody that wasn't Zari Shel Avraham. But Esav and Yishmael that were also Zari Shel Avraham, so they also had a schus in the Torah. So that's why Hashem offered it to Seir, Hashem offered it to Paran, which is Yishmael. But in terms of the other Umay, it's not. It's Keneged Ar Gemara. Ar Gemara's Lashon is, Am Rabbi Yochanan, Melamed Shechzira HaKadosh Baruch Hu Al Kol Uma V'Lashoy. It says Seir and Paran. It says Esav and Yishmael. So you have to say those are just examples. But it's not only those two. Of course, it means the other Umayyads as well. But we'll just conclude with a Davar Nifla. It's Yidua. The Welt says over from the Ger Tzedek. The Ger Tzedek that lived in the times of the Vilna Gaon, who of course died, Al Kiddush Hashem, the very moving story of the Ger Tzedek, was killed on Shavuos. So the Ger Tzedek, one of the things that he said was that, why is it that we find Gerim? Where do these Gerim come from? The Neshamas of the Gerim. From Vanech Shtam in the Gerim. So he said that it must be that when Hashem went to the Umayyads and he offered them to accept the Torah, so obviously they didn't accept. But it's reasonable to assume that there were Yechidim that wanted it, but you go Basar Roiv, and if the majority, the vote was to turn it down, to reject the offer, so eventually it was rejected. But there had to have been Yechidim, said the Ger Tzedek, that wanted the Torah. So he says, those Yechidim, those Neshamas that saw the Emes, those Neshamas that way back when wanted to accept the Torah, they came back, they were reincarnated generations later, and these are the Neshamas of the Gerim that one day on their own would come, lachsois tachas kanfei yashchina. These were the Geir. And he said in the reverse as well. You find, rachmana litzlan, there are people that are mishumadim, that they're born, ala teir v'avoyda, and then they leave. They leave the folk. That's something, unfortunately, that happens as well. He says, what's the shayrish ha-neshama of a mishumad? And he said, it's the exact opposite. Those were Yechidim and Klal Yisrael that maybe didn't want to accept the Torah. Klal Yisrael said, Nasev and Nishma, Ke'ish Echad, B'Lev Echad. But he says, maybe it was really only Rubai Kekulai. And there were Yechidim, perhaps, that didn't want it. And those Yechidim that didn't want it, those are the Yechidim that later, their Neshamas, Nebuch came back, and they were Mishumadim. I found that the Mabit in Beis Elikim, in Shara Yisoy, this Perek Nun Aleph says this Yisoy. So this is something that's related anecdotally in the name of the Ger Tzedek, but it's already in the Mabit. I'll read it to you inside. Ki kishachazer akel yisbarach ima teiru l'umois, v'loi ratzu l'kabla, mistama hayu ben kal uma v'uma ma'atim, asha hayu reitzim l'kabla, v'loi oi labi yadam ki hayu b'teilim b'roiv, ki ain't shum davar muskin b'chala oilam, midas kala oilam, Azay zok de mabed, and then he continues. V'chei nefshal oimer ki oisam sheyatzu min kol Yisrael ledaso umois bechol azmanim ha'ovrim hu ki ulai avoisam ashahoyu bezman esinas ha'toyra miut Yisrael loikavu b'sefer ponim yafos ad shekof aleim es ahar kigigas. Listen to l'shoyne azov of the mabit. V'nimshchu acha aroiv v'lechein yatzu pri machshavtam l'poil b'deiris haban sheyatzu min haklal uparku me'aleim oil ha'toyra.